we're going to do this, but we're going to do it our way.
You bought a robot, baby?
Wow.
That was a joke grenade. That took me a second. Imagine the poop emoji as furniture.
It's weird that we didn't do that 10 minutes ago.
We should have started that before, you know. That makes a lot of sense. Why wouldn't we do that?
Too late now.
Matt, you forgot to disclaimer this part. We're old, and we remember how it used to be. There, go. And it was better then, too. You got to put that in there. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly.
While you guys are weaving belts, I'm going to sing this little tune that I wrote.
We think we're funny. On with the show.
This is X Radio X.
Well, Matt, I hit record. That makes it time to record another episode of X Radio X.
Oh, I'm so excited. So happy to chat with you. It's been a couple weeks.
It has been a couple weeks. Let's see. We've celebrated a holiday in the meantime since we talked.
Happy Halloween to you.
Yep. Happy Halloween to you. Also, we were going to record Halloween weekend, but we both realized at the last minute, hey, it's Halloween. I don't think we can record because we both have kids and have parental duties that we have to do during the Halloween season.
Exactly. I had to get on my giant Hagrid costume, and so I couldn't be recording.
Fun aside for that, when Matt sent me a picture of what he was going to be for Halloween, and just so you know, Matt's wife is really good at this, and she does like full themes. There was probably a soundtrack to the costumes.
There was
credits at the end of the night. It was, you know, it was crazy. But he was Hagrid. He was Hagrid from Harry Potter, if you've been under a rock for the past two decades.
Right. Spoiler alert.
But when he sent a picture to us, I was like, what are you, Charles Manson? He's like, no, I'm Hagrid. And I was like, oh, you can see how I made the mistake.
So it was the dead of night, no flash. I just did a close-up of my face with a giant bushy beard and long scraggly hair.
You're freezing up on me there. Just keep talking because I think it's recording locally for you.
Yeah. So then I just said, well, this looks horrible. I look like a serial killer. This will be fun to send to Jace. And so I did. And did you have any idea what I was like when you saw it? Were you like,
no, literally.
You were just like, something's wrong with Matt.
I thought you were dressed up as Charles Manson. That was the first thing that came to mind. I was like, why is he dressed as Charles Manson? Maybe some things have happened that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, if I had zoomed out, you would have definitely known. Everyone that saw me knew right away who I was. But
so these technical issues are fun. Mm-hmm. You just went silent for 30 seconds.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So maybe it's just because this episode is going to be so odd.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's just weird. And I'll give you guys a little explanation of how it came to be. But before I do, I am going to give our disclaimer for this one.
Oh, good.
And folks, this is a real disclaimer because, well, you'll see. hear ye, X Radio X fans. This is a real warning, not a fake funny warning like I've given in the past. We will be talking about ridiculous song titles, mainly in the death metal genre, with a little grindcore and maybe some splattercore mixed in there. You know, just a bunch of core musics. Unfortunately, none of them are Applecore. Some of these are truly gross, and I don't want to have to explain what they mean. So, listener, please beware. Oh, yeah. And Matt is going to talk about country music song titles, too. Does our depravity know no bounds?
I know.
You have been warned.
This will be super fun and super alienating for at least part of the people that listen.
It's going to be weird. And how this came about was we had recorded our first episode of season three with our with our friend Spike, which was a great episode. It was fun catching up with him.
Yeah.
And for our next episode, we're like, what should we do? And since Matt came up with our last hostful episode, as we like to call them, where we just kind of talk to ourselves or bring Jeff on and we do little games and things like that, I said, well, I'll come up with the stuff on this one. And I just said in my head, I'm like, well, Halloween's coming up. And all that. And I was like, well, you know, death metal songs have the most ridiculous song titles of all genres of music out there. And you're like, well, yeah, but so does country.
Yeah.
And so here's where we landed.
And an episode was born.
Death metal songs and country songs.
So do you want to just like go like back one after the other? Like you'll talk about one and I'll talk about one and we can go back and forth. Is that kind of what you had in mind?
Because it was one of those things where I started out with, I'm just going to come up with all these ridiculous song titles.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hilarious. And I haven't like listened to a lot of death metal in a while. I used to listen to a bit here and there. I knew the big major bands and all that stuff. And so I was like going to just rip down these and, you know, haha, all these just ridiculously nasty titles. And then I realized they're not as ridiculous as some of them aren't as ridiculous as they sound. Like a lot of them are very, very dramatic and satanic and things like that. It's like Death of the Black Mist over a Graveyard's Night Swan or something like that.
Wait, is that a real one?
No, I just made that up right now.
That's but if, a good one.
If somebody does write that song, I get royalties
for sure
off that. But that's kind of what a lot of these death and black metal songs sound like. They're very melancholy. It's like the witch's coven arrives at 2 a.m. and eats sandwiches. Like that's what they're into.
Yeah. But so I think the death metal was inspired by like the same things Lego Batman was inspired by.
What?
You know, Rage, No Parents.
Rage, No Parents.
And country music is basically inspired by alcohol and heartbreak, I think. Okay. Those are the two things.
And sometimes No Parents.
And sometimes No Parents. Yeah, exactly. So there is a Venn diagram that exists.
Yeah, between death metal songs and country songs, and somewhere they meet in the middle. I think that's Hank Williams III, but I'm not sure. But maybe we'll get there. So I went through and I started, you know, kind of writing a list. There's really no rhyme or reason. And I did censor myself because some of these were so disgusting and gross that
this is going to be fun.
That my daughter listens to this sometimes. And I did not want to have to explain what some of these. I'm going to have some explanations that come out of this. And there will probably be some discussions between.
Sure.
Yeah. Because maybe she won't listen. We can hope. But she's hearing this right now. She's going to be like, ooh.
Yeah, she's going to listen.
What's Dad talking about? I got to get in there. I got to get in there and check out the latest from Cannibal Corpse, Dad. Is Cannibal Corpse, they anything like Olivia Rodrigo? No, not even close.
Also very similar in some ways.
I believe she ripped off Cannibal Corpse for one of her songs. So since I've mentioned this, they were like the... And there's probably hardcore death metalers and gore metalers and all the different subgenres of cores of metal. They'd be like, Cannibal Corpse isn't even the worst. But actually, if you went into Infant Annihilator, they're much worse than Cannibal. Yeah, I get it. But
Infant Annihilator.
Yeah, it's a real band out of the UK. They're called Infant Annihilator. They're pretty much just an internet band. They've never really toured. But,
oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I could include them, but I didn't because... They didn't tour, so I'm
too easy, too pop. They were too pop.
Yeah, it was just
too mainstream.
They were right there at the top. I figured I'd go a little bit below the top.
Yeah, so. We want to educate people as well. Everyone knows Infant Annihilator.
Yeah, and some of these picks were even formed from stuff that I played when I worked at Radio X when I was doing Thrash and Trash Tuesday.
This
is not a Thrash and Trash Tuesday episode. I just like to mention it every time I can that I was on Thrash and Trash Tuesday. I started off looking and like two of the first bands that came to mind, which was kind of odd for me. You would have thought one of them would have been Cannibal Corpse, but it wasn't. The first two that came to mind in the world of death metal were Morbid Angel and Deicide.
Morbid Angel.
Yeah.
Nice. I like the band name. And Deicide also very powerful, making a big statement right out the gate.
Yeah.
Without knowing anything about their music, they're basically saying we kill God, right?
Yes.
That's what Deicide means. All right.
Yeah, so Morbid Angel kind of got famous because they were on Beavis and Butthead. One of their videos was on Beavis. And it was like, bow to me. And Beavis started making fun of them. And, you know, they kind of picked up a little steam from there.
Okay, sure.
But Deicide was like truly satanic.
Okay.
Like their lead singer and bass player, Glenn Benton. Mm-hmm. He took a metal cross and kept heating it up and burned an upside down cross into his forehead. That is commitment to the game right there.
That really is.
Yeah. And right there, I don't even have to name a song title. Not a one.
No.
He burned an upside down cross in his forehead.
Is that something you have to, like, is there maintenance involved? Like, after it starts to heal, does it start to look like
I think you just have to cursive keep burning F it
and
there.
He has to keep burning it.
Yeah, he's like, ah, Tuesday, got to burn the cross in my head.
So, oh, goodness.
So that's one of those things, how to say you're into death metal without saying you're into death metal.
So both of those bands are have their death metal credentials. Like, neither one would be considered, like, posers or
fake death metal.
They're the real deal. Okay.
No, but they didn't really have, like, ridiculous song titles. They were very, I hate to say it, standard death metal titles. So I went one deeper, and we're just going to go right here because I did play these guys a lot, too, on my metal shows, Cannibal Corpse.
Okay, Cannibal Corpse.
And the first album that I remember spinning from them, I don't remember the exact song, but it was the album Vile, because I remember the cover of it. And
it was Vile.
It was, yeah, it was definitely Vile. But I have a little backstory for Cannibal Corpse here. They were the first death metal band I actually knew of. And this is how. So where I grew up, I was walking uptown to go to a place called Tom's Party Store. It doesn't exist anymore because I'm old and a lot of things don't exist from when I was younger.
Sure,
but dinosaurs. I was on my way. I was, yeah, dinosaurs don't exist. Thankfully, fire in the wheel still does. But, you know. So I'm walking uptown, as we called it, to go buy pop or whatever. And I'm walking down the sidewalk and I look in the grass and there's a cassette tape in the grass.
Oh, come on.
No, I swear.
Was it smoking and a skeleton hand was reaching from the ground to hold it out to you?
There was a smoking hole next to it and the devil's hand itself dropped this cassette into the grass. And I didn't see it. I smelled it first. I was like, that smells like sulfur and in cool heavy metal lyrics. So I looked around and it was a Cannibal Corpse cassette. And the cassette was Butchered at Birth.
Butchered at Birth. Perfect.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
we all are kind of. But anyway,
I
so
I think we were actually.
I mean, you know, in a manner of speaking. But so Cannibal Corpse, I have to backpedal a little bit. Cannibal Corpse, does that mean cannibal? So you're eating dead people, right? Is that what Cannibal Corpse mean? Or does that mean that there's a corpse eating live people?
The way I see it is it's a corpse eating other corpses.
Okay. Because the zombies was already taken.
Yeah. The zombies was already taken. Okay. And so they're like, well, what can we do now? Skeleton? Nah, not crazy sounding enough. But there's a band called Skeleton Witch. They're not on my list, but they're pretty cool.
We're going to be deader than zombies because we only eat other dead
people. That's right. We don't actually eat alive things. We eat other dead things.
I kind of like that better.
So if I remember correctly, on that album that I picked up, in the grass that Satan's hand itself laid there, was the smashing hit single Meat Hook Sodomy. God. Yep, told you right off the bat. And that's one of the tame ones. That's one of the tame titles. Isn't that going to be fun to explain?
So, ironically, it was about the prison reform system in the 1980s.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Amazingly enough, it wasn't like a PETA anthem or something.
So, you, I mean, I assume it's about exactly what it is about.
Yeah.
Or could you tell? I mean, do you listen to the lyrics? Because I'm obsessive about lyrics. Can you even tell what they're saying? In these songs?
It kind of sounds like this. Now, let me see if I can do a good representation of this.
All right.
Or something along those lines.
And you were immediately in love.
And I was immediate. The music, here's the thing, though, is I love the music that is like death metal music. The lyrics and the guttural singing, or as my buddy Kyle calls it, it sounds like a bear shitting in the woods. Yes. That's what he always called it when we lived together. He's like, oh my God, you're listening to that bear shitting in the woods music again. I was like, yes.
Oh my gosh. So, okay. Yeah. So do you think that that type of music would find success in those. You know how when you buy music funny. For kids? You know,
I'm very interested how you're going to draw this together.
So wait a minute. So you know how when you get like those Rockabye Baby CDs and they're like instrumental versions of pop music and rock music, and they're yes. kind of like you hear the melody's there, but it's all instrumental and there's no vocals. So you get a taste of so I could play my kids Radiohead when they were little, and it's not really Radiohead, but they hear the tunes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do you think that would be successful if there was a Cannibal Corpse Rockabye Baby CD? The music would be there, but the would not be there.
Oh, honey, we need to put Junior to bed tonight. Could you get out the strip Raped and Strangled by Cannibal Corpse? Not the one with the lyrics. If we could just get the the lullaby version of it for him.
The Rockabye version. We're not going to torment our kids. This is the sweet version.
Yeah, no, honey. We don't want that one. You know he falls asleep better to I Will Kill You.
Now, that song title is pretty played out. How many bands probably have a song called I Will Kill You? A lot of them.
Probably a lot, but none of them are quite like Cannibal Corpses. I'm sure of it. So if you heard that, my dog is barking in the background because somebody's coming home now. That's what happens when you can't afford a real studio and you're just in your basement.
I think that you definitely have a commanding lead both in.
Do you like how I started there?
Content I also have, and research.
I have more research for you.
Let's hear it.
When you started talking about the popularity of it,
yeah.
Did you know that their album Vile, which is the one that I brought up,
mm-hmm.
Is the one I remember most from college. The fun fact behind that, it was the first death metal album to appear on the Billboard 200. It debuted at 151.
Really?
Yep.
What was this? Was there a single that that had airplay?
Besides on college radio stations, I'm going to go with no.
Wow.
Not at all. But they did have a song, a memorable song that was in Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Hmm.
It was called Hammer Smashed Face, which is their arguably their most recognizable song and biggest hit.
Hammer Smashed Face.
That is correct.
I'm going to go find that. Yeah. Probably tomorrow, though.
It'll sound just like I sang that other song for you. It's in the part of Ace Ventura when he goes into that one bar and he's looking for, I forget who he's looking for. But there's a band playing on stage and they're all doing like the windmill headbanging, their hair whipping in circles. And that's Cannibal Corpse.
Oh, so they actually were in the movie.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that is one of their probably most famous moments.
And I saw them in concert.
Beautiful. Recently?
It was 15 years ago.
Okay.
They're still touring, though. I mean, because why wouldn't they?
So. Have you ever read like the liner notes from a Cannibal Corpse album? I really just want to pick this apart in a weird way because I wonder if they like thank people other than Satan or if they have, like, what do they say? Well, this song inspired us to, you know, get through college or like what was their, I just wanted to ask more questions. Can we get Cannibal Corpse on the blower? Can we like call them and have them be on the show?
George Corpse Grinder, the lead singer. Yes, sure. That's the moniker he goes by. He might actually, I've seen interviews with him and they seem like really nice guys.
So if you saw them walking down the street, you would be like, they're just normal people.
Giant long-haired normal people. Yes.
Sure. Okay. Nice.
And, I think it's George Corpse Grinder Fisher. I think his last name is Fisher. I know. It sounds like somebody that lives down the street from you, doesn't it?
George Fisher.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me look that up. But he was on, he guested on Dee Snider's latest album, believe it or not.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, so, well,
I've heard some of the songs from that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I can understand almost everything Dee Snider says when he sings.
Almost.
Just about everything. Yeah.
We do know that he's not going to take it. He wants to rock. and You Can't Stop Rock and Roll. We definitely know those things from Dee Snider.
Yes, he's made that abundantly clear.
Abundantly clear.
And that I am worthless and weak.
All so, right, so let me give I you, let off with that. So
let me give you one really quick. And I don't have a lot of backstory because I have to admit I'm not really a country music fan. I don't like most of these songs. But what I was impressed with when I was looking for the weirdest country music titles that I could find is that when I listened to them, I expected them to be, you know, like a novelty song. Like they're, it's a joke. They don't take it seriously. Like a Ray Stevens kind of thing. Like it would just be a goof.
Like They Call You the Streak type music.
Exactly. Boogity boogity. And I thought that's what would be most of these songs. But I listened to almost all of them. If I could find them, I listened to them. And most of them are like serious, you know, songs about heartbreak or songs about divorce or songs about, you know, love affairs or all sorts of stuff like that. And they're sung intentionally without, you know, goofing.
Are you trying to tell me that those Cannibal Corpse songs are sung as a goof?
No, I'm just saying when you start to hear the song titles I mentioned, you're going to say, well, that's a joke song. That's like a Weird Al thing or something, but it's totally not. This is exactly what emotion they were trying to convey.
It's what they meant.
Exactly. So take, for example, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks from 1969. Dan Hicks was experiencing trouble in love, and he wrote a song called How Can I Miss You If You Won't Go Away? And I just think that it's a sweet song. And it was a serious song, but it was a country song. I mean, it was definitely super country and predictable. Another one, and I'll read you another because I don't have a lot of backstory for these, but another
was,
one.
Was it really Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks? Was yeah. that really?
Yeah. I know.
I love
pretty
that.
Fun. Tanya Tucker
oh,
Tanya had a song Tucker. From 1976, Don't Believe My Heart Can Stand Another You. It was sweet, too. But again, it's heartbreak and alcohol for the most part. Mel Tillis, 1975, How Come Your Dog Don't Bite Nobody But Me?
Well,
he really
Mel,
wants to know.
It could be that you work in the meatpacking plant and you don't shower before you come over. That could be why
and,
the dog only
and
bites you.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of dogs, Charlie Walker, 1967, I wouldn't take her to a dog fight because I'm afraid she'd win.
See, mine are gross. Yours are funny.
Yeah, they're lighthearted and funny. And really, you know, I think that when you listen to the songs, you're like, oh, I was expecting this to be a barrel of laughs. But there's only a couple of them that are jokey. There's one I'll get to a little bit later that I actually found Johnny Cash doing a cover of that is a ridiculous song title. And he sang it like live and the audience was laughing along. Like, so it was obvious he was making light of it. But a lot of these are so serious, like they're like ballads about love lost, and they just choose to make the weirdest song there or song titles that they could think of. And I think it maybe, I don't know, it makes the song stand out perhaps. And that's why.
Interesting.
Yeah. But they were not huge hits. So I don't think it stood out enough to make them a lot of money.
So I just now after this, I'm going to have to go find the dog fight song because
yeah,
that just
you got
to
find
hilarious.
That one. It's pretty good. I mean, you know, there some of the artists are definitely the songs they write are definitely, I guess, tongue in cheek to a certain degree, but they're not. I want to stress they were not like a novelty song.
Gotcha.
In any way. So I recommend whenever one I mention here, you should check out if you're a country fan, you might have heard some of these, but check them out for the fact that they legit made this song on a legit album to try to express their feelings of love and loss and what have you.
See, now that sounds, from the ones you just said, that yeah. sounds like an artistic, there's a word I'm looking for. Honorable's not the word, but that's the one that comes to mind. Like they had a direct intent of what they were doing, and it was it was a direct feeling from inside. Like, I'm going to get this out. The song title is ridiculous, but it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And what I'm truly afraid of is some of these song titles I'm going to bring up and have brought up are the same, which is scary.
Right. It's like if you had a thing happen in your life and you had to describe it in a nutshell to somebody.
That first song I referenced, really, if that's a thing that happened in your life and you have to describe it, I'm terrified for everybody involved.
Some of them the police need to be called, but others they're just so you don't have the words. So you say things like, I don't know, you're a cheesecloth and I'm a block of cheddar. Like, you just come up with nonsense to say this is how I feel, and then suddenly that becomes the title of a country song. And I think that's what happened in a lot of these cases. So once again, I want to stress, all of them more talented than me.
The next couple I'm going to read here, the first one I'm going to say, I don't have a bunch of history on it. I just kind of like the title. And actually, it kind of sounds like if you took it in a different context, it could be a country song. Kind of explained the same way you did. The band's name is Vader.
Vader. Named after Darth Vader?
Nope. Just named after Vader.
Okay, sure.
Maybe Darth. I don't know. Maybe Tom. I don't know. A Vader of some sort.
Tom Vader.
Car dealership of the stars. So anyways, it's Vader.
I'm going to get you into a brand new TIE fighter.
So the song is, and I don't know why, it's not a really ridiculous song. It's not like an abhorrently gross song or anything.
Okay.
But it's called Don't Rip the Beast's Heart Out.
Oh, that is sweet.
Isn't it though? You kind of feel bad for the beast. I assume they're talking about the devil.
Wait, are they talking about Beauty and the Beast?
Well, there's certain points in that story you should rip the beast's heart out because he's a jerk.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the band Vader and Don't Rip the Beast's Heart Out.
Don't
which sounds like it could have also been done by I don't know, let's see. Let me pick Johnny Paycheck or
sure. Or the guy that writes all of Meatloaf songs. What was his name again? Jim
Steinman.
Yeah, there you go. He could have written Don't Rip the Beast's Heart Out.
That totally could have been a Meatloaf song.
Yeah, for sure.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that, followed by Don't Rip the Beast's Heart Out.
Yeah. All right. I like
so
that one.
So the next one is a band called, and some of these names of these bands are just ridiculous themselves, and I love it. Agoraphobic Nosebleed.
Wait, that's the band's name?
That's the band's name. Agoraphobic Nosebleed.
Imagine that session sitting around the table with your buddies. All right, guys, what are we going to call ourselves? Do you think someone was sitting on that for years thinking, when I have a band, I'm going to call them this? Or do you think it just was literally just a spontaneous spit out and then he immediately regretted it because everyone liked it?
I don't know, but I would like to ask like a band like this, like, how did you come up with Agoraphobic Nosebleed?
Agoraphobic, like, that's fear like,
were you
of heights,
in a
right?
medical terminology class and then you just like put two words together and called it good?
Is that what agoraphobia is, a fear of heights? No,
what I thought it was a fear of crowds of people or going outside.
Or is it a fear of angora sweaters?
Man, yes. If only I had a computer in front of me and I could look this up. I'm not going to though, because it sounds better if we just say stupid things.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so agoraphobic nosebleeds. Their song titles.
They had an album off their big hit of an album, Frozen Corpse Stuffed with Dope. it's their hit single, Repercussions in the Life of an Opportunistic Pseudo-Intellectual Jackass.
First off, does not sound like a death metal song at all. Sounds like a college radio artist song.
They're more like a grindcore, not really death, and there is a difference. Wow. Don't make me explain the difference between brutal technical death metal and technical brutal death metal. Okay.
Oh, dear God. Wait, tell me the title of the song again.
The title of the song is Repercussions in the Life of an Opportunistic Pseudo-Intellectual Jackass. And it clocks in at the amazing length of 1:27.
So they really get in depth with this guy's life.
Yeah. It almost took me that long to say the title of the song.
Okay, but agoraphobic nosebleeds do one thing really well. They paint a picture.
Yeah.
Because the album title had me already in the story. Frozen, what was it? Frozen corpse stuffed with dope?
Yeah, frozen corpse stuffed with dope.
Something's going on there. Like, that makes me, I'm intrigued now. I'm like, what?
So how'd that happen? Pseudo-intellectual jackass, is he the frozen corpse or the one who stuffed it with dope? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I know. These are the questions that only listening to the album will probably not answer.
Now, granted, almost all the songs on the album come in at under 1 minute long.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah,
so maybe the story is not to be told.
Well, there's like 30 songs on this album, so maybe the entirety of the album tells that one story. Oh,
it's like a rock opera.
It's a rock opera, yeah.
Excellent. All right.
But also on this album, clocking in at the amazing speed of 14 seconds is the song Bullshit Gets Up and Walks Around. I just loved that name. I was like, that could have been the name of the whole album. Just named it that.
I like that. And you only need 14 seconds to really get the point of bullshit walking around.
It reminds me of, you remember the band, I don't like to say their name, but the band AC.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. All their songs were, I shouldn't say all, but a vast majority of their songs were under a minute long. They're kind of in the same vein as that band.
We couldn't play very many of them. We certainly couldn't say their name.
No, we couldn't say hardly any of the names of their songs. But we had plenty of their albums. Like one song could be played off the entire album.
Yeah, that's a band that has a name that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it well,
physiologically,
it's just like pick two things. Okay. You couldn't go with ear and eye. Nope, you couldn't do that. You had to go with A and C, didn't you? So, all right.
This episode, I might just be laughing the whole time. So I apologize.
Yeah, it's just like I said when we started, folks. It's a very ridiculous episode. It doesn't make any sense. This is like our fill in time episode.
All right. So wait, I have a couple too.
Which couple fill in now. Time might be the name of one of the songs. Matt's fill in, say here pretty soon.
Fill in Time by Johnny Time. Okay. So here we go. Here's some other country song titles that are ridiculous, but certainly not violently scary. You Can't Have Your Kate and Edith Too by the Statler Brothers from 1968. That's pretty straightforward.
I like the wordplay.
You Can't Have Your Kate and Edith Too. Yeah.
I just want to know the place where it is a discussion between a Kate and an Edith.
There were simpler times. This is 1968. So I guess that time, I think Edith was the hot one.
Probably.
Okay, let's see. I'm So Miserable Without You, It's Just Like Having You Around. Billy Walker from 1965.
These are kind of like the dad jokes of song titles.
Yeah, they really are. That's a really good way to put it. She Made Toothpicks Out of the Timber of My Heart. Homer Haynes and Jethro Burns from 1962.
That one sounds kind of sad, actually.
She Made Toothpicks Out of the Timber of My Heart. I know. They're all kind of sad. Like I said, alcohol and heartbreak were the fuel that powered Roy Clark's big 1970 tune, Thank God and Greyhound, You're Gone.
Is that a copyright infringement?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Some of these do mention specific brands, and I want to know if Roy Clark was ever approached to represent Greyhound, because it's kind of like, hey, you know, this, he's not speaking bad about us. He knows that we can get people places, and maybe this would be a funny commercial. Sometimes people, you know, sometimes brands make fun of themselves. I think Thank God and Greyhound You're Gone would be a good Greyhound commercial jingle.
Thank God and Greyhound You're Gone.
I think so.
I think might want to rephrase it a little bit. We'll workshop that one.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, it's a fairly catchy song, but yeah. Thank God and Greyhound You're Gone.
Well, it'd be kind of along the lines of an airline commercial of, you see, like, a guy or a girl saying goodbye to their significant other, and it'd be like, Delta Heartbreak.
Yeah, exactly. You're good at that.
I'm good at not getting an ad job. That's exactly what I'm good at.
So I'll do one more and then it'll be your turn again. Louis Grizzard from 1987. We're a little bit more current. You done tore out my heart and stomped that sucker flat.
Got right to the point.
Gets right to the point. So that's kind of like, don't tear out the beast's heart.
It is.
This is the sequel. You done tore out my heart and stomped that sucker flat.
Don't tear out the beast's heart. And once you did, the beast went from metal to a country song.
Exactly.
Alcohol and heartbreak. See what happens?
All right. What else you got, Jason?
So moving on from your dad jokes of song titles, this one is a good one here. Just the name of the band alone paints a whimsical country picture for you.
Oh, okay.
They're called Pig Destroyer.
Not to be confused with Infant Annihilator.
not to be confused with Infant Annihilator. Up next is Pig Destroyer.
Don't get those two together in a room. Oh my gosh. Or on a farm, like at a petting zoo. That's trouble right there.
So we put the farm next to, never mind.
We thought it would be cost effective to open a farm next to an orphanage. And then we had a concert to open it. We invited Pig Destroyer and... Well, let's just say things did not go well.
And a death metal supergroup was born.
Yes.
And then destroyed and annihilated.
Everything was destroyed.
So Pig Destroyer, they've had a bunch of albums, but they had a 2001 album called Prowler in the Yard, which isn't crazy. That sounds like a metal album, you know, up the horns, Prowler in the Yard.
Yeah. Sounds like a sequel to Somebody's Watching Me.
Yes. The metal version.
Yeah.
So, but the song title that stuck out to me on this album, as I was just rando going through death metal groups, was a song called Trojan Whore. And it got me thinking, is this the fake whore that you roll up to a business or house or city and they're like, oh, look at that whore. And then they bring it in and then all the whores come out from inside of it and destroy your city.
We fell for it again.
Not she the Trojan horse. She was so huge
and not moving around, and we just didn't really do our due diligence.
This looks like a good idea. Somebody put a giant statue. What would that even look like? I guess it's, you know, depending who you are,
it could look like many things to many people. It could
look like many things.
Oh. Trojan Whore.
I just saw that. I didn't even look at the lyrics.
No, nothing. It's very again, painting a picture. I have a vivid image of what that is.
We know what a Trojan horse is. We've all read the story. We know what the Trojan chicken was because we all saw Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail.
Yes.
But
I don't know if we make it a large wooden badger.
But I don't know if any of us have really ever, until now, in our heads, thought, what would a Trojan whore look like?
No, I don't. I
or
agree,
sound like, because it's a song.
I think that also could be a an ad for.
Well, I see where you're going with this ad.
I mean, if done the right way, tastefully.
And so far, it makes sense. I'll hear you out.
Yeah. So, so that's a good one. I like that. That's fun.
I should have just.
It doesn't disturb me. It's funny. It's a good plan.
Funny.
Yeah.
And I believe we should have just named this episode the one where two adult men giggle.
Yes, indeed.
So do you want me to go on, or do you have a couple?
Yeah, give me another one. Give me another one.
Okay. This one, actually, this next group I'm going to talk about are from Mid-Michigan.
Oh.
Not far from where I currently reside.
Nice.
They are from Bay City, Michigan, and they're called See You Next Tuesday.
Is that what they're actually called, or are you editing it?
No, that's the name of their band. Did you figure it out yet?
Yes.
Oh,
they have.
That was quick.
I didn't know if you were not wanting to say the actual name or if that's the actual name.
No, that is the actual name.
Okay.
And it's because of that. It's supposed to be wordplay.
It's because they want their mothers to go to their shows.
Yeah. It's like, Mom, me and the boys, and see you next Tuesday. We're playing this weekend. You should come out and see us. And she's like, oh, I'm just so proud. My son's in CU next Tuesday. Marge, did you hear about that? Oh, yeah, I heard your boys, he's playing in a band. It's called See You Next Tuesday. And they're just, these guys are just giggling the whole time because.
And mom, make sure you wear your See You Next Tuesday shirt when you come to the show.
Oh, Johnny, look, I got your band's name tattooed on my arm.
Mom, but I didn't have the full enough space for the whole thing, so I just abbreviated
it.
Yeah, you get the idea.
So they had a couple albums from around here.
Okay.
But some of the songs that stood out, now these are long songs, and
I like the long, they're more fun.
They definitely paint a picture for you here. So here we go. Here's the first one. Honey, I've never had sex that wasn't awkward.
I love this band already.
This is so great. My family is sitting 15 feet to my right.
Wait, this is also death metal?
Yeah, they're kind of in that whole death metal.
They're core.
We'll just go there. They're one of the cores.
One of the cores. Got it.
Yes. Another one from them is, God, I can't believe I'm going to read this. Before I die, I'm going to fuck me a fish.
Dear God. What is wrong with them?
Oh my gosh. Now,
what is wrong with them?
Nobody is. Okay, a little aside here. Generally, nobody's ever awake when I'm recording these things. Tonight is the damn time that all of them, except for one kid, are within earshot of me talking all this shit. Oh my God. No. Okay. My youngest isn't down here. It's the adult kid. The 18 and over are downstairs right now.
We're good.
I can see them laughing at me in the living room right now.
This band is fascinating to me for a variety of reasons.
Oh, we could go. I mean, if I should just pull up their album and read the titles, you'd giggle the whole time.
So they're
Here's one more for you. Cause you got to think about this one though. This one takes a little brain power to figure it out, but you'll see why it's funny.
Yeah.
Let's go halvesies on a bastard.
Oh, jeez. That old yarn.
I know. Happens more times than you want to admit.
I mean, that was one of the classic pickup lines in the bar.
Yes, when we were in college, that was definitely the classic pickup line. Hey, baby. Want to go halvesies on a bastard?
Oddly, it never worked, but we.
Yeah, amazingly enough, they never said yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, this band sounds amazing. Why did they not get bigger than Bay City?
Toured a little bit, but it was, you know. I think they're still around making music. And here's a fun fact on anybody who's around here would have to dig really deep to this. I'm fairly certain I used to work with one of the people who are in this band.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. So
they went legit and got a straight job and are, you know, a grown up corporate sellout just like me.
So this is okay. This brings up kind of an interesting point, at least for me. I wonder how many of these bands that didn't really rocket to stardom, because I think that to a certain extent, and I'm not a huge metal fan, so I could be speaking just out of my ass, but how many of these bands that didn't achieve huge success recalibrated, became like a pop band, and then became more famous? Do you think that's ever happened? Like some band who was like hardcore metal and they were like, we're just not getting anywhere. And then they were like, well, let's rename ourselves the Bare Naked Ladies. And then the rest is history.
Wow. I'm not sure. But kind of along the lines where you're talking about, there's a lot of extreme metal bands. I won't say they're all like death or anything like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of extreme metal bands doing pop covers out there. And there is some of them later on in my list I came across and I thought they were actually pretty good. I just had to go into See You Next Tuesday's top songs and just. Oh,
they were great. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I got to hear three of their song titles because everyone was chef's kiss.
Here's another one that it's It's I find it funny. It's called How to Survive a Vicious Cockfight.
or play on words. It could be completely innocent, depending on where you live.
The also super popular man dude versus dude bra, where's the party?
I like that. I like that. Yeah, see, a lot of those do sound more like just alternative pop, like super indie guys, but I'm sure the music was not the same.
Yeah. So there, that's some wonderful song titles from the band See You Next Tuesday from good old Mid-Michigan.
Good choices. All right, let's get back to country and back to the alcohol and depression. So the next one I've got is from 1978, very famous artists, Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn did a duet. The song was called You're the Reason Our Kids Are So Ugly.
That sounds like something you say right before I want a divorce. Or right after. It's either before or after.
Yeah. Loretta Lynn did another duet with Ernest Tubbs earlier in 1969 that was called Who's Gonna Take the Garbage Out When I'm Dead and Gone? And it's a cute song. I actually like that one.
Who's gonna take the garbage out
when I'm dead and gone? It's a legit question. I mean, you know, they have their hierarchy of responsibilities, and that's an important thing to map out before it's too late, I think. Bill Anderson, 1961, when you leave, walk out backwards, so I'll think you're walking in. It's just stupid.
That's just a dumb title.
It's just stupid. That's just ridiculous. Chuck Mead had a hit in 2009, which was relatively recent. She Got the Ring and I Got the Finger. I love that one.
Oh, I do like that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know about the song, but I love the title.
Then we've got Gail Davies, 1983. You're a hard dog to keep under the porch.
That's under the porch. That's an image painted.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's got a darkness to it, I think. And then I'll wrap up this portion with 1994, Hank Flamingo, Redneck Martian Stole My Baby.
That might be the best one so far.
I love it. Yeah, it's a good song.
Redneck Martian Stole My Baby.
Redneck Martian Stole My Baby, yeah. Mm-hmm. That one is a little bit of a novelty, like a goof song, but it's still good.
I wonder if he took any inspiration from the KKK Took My Baby Away.
No, it's based on a true story, I think. It's one of those based on a true story songs.
Hold on. The Redneck Martian Stole My... How did that go? Redneck Martian Took My Baby?
Stole My Baby.
My Baby is based on a true story?
Yeah. Loosely based.
All right. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'll entertain that one.
Perfect. All right.
All right. So I feel like I've hit the top of these songs that are going to... that really made you laugh and just kind of
See You Next Tuesday is an amazing band. I feel like they need to have won. If there was like a song title Grammys, I feel like they would have a few trophies by now.
Yeah. They definitely outdid themselves in the world of song title. And I feel like, how the heck did I say that? Agoraphobic Nosebleed.
Yeah.
I think they had other songs too that I chickened out on and I didn't want to read them because they're like, you know, vomit colored popsicle shoved up your rectum or something like that was the name of the song.
That's a real one. Yeah.
Rectum damn near killed him with a vomit covered popsicle.
So, okay, before you get started, I have to say something about song titles and song lyrics. Based on the things that we have been discussing, I think it's safe to say that 90 to 100% of the country songs, the song title is directly related to something in the lyrics of the song itself. Do you think that most of the death metal songs have the same? Do you get what I'm saying?
That the lyrics... directly represent the song title?
Yeah, so like somewhere in each of those songs, they say something to the effect of whatever.
I can see some of those being the chorus of a song.
Because it bugs me when artists, and some of my favorite artists do this, and it makes me crazy, because when an artist writes a song and then the song title has nothing to do is nowhere at all in the song, or it has nothing like, so they'll write a song about, you know, I don't know, teenage romance, and they'll call the song like Blister. And you're just like, why did you call it that? You never say Blister. It's not about blisters, but you just called it that to confuse people. Because now when someone says, oh, what's your favorite song by See You Next Tuesday, and they say Blister, you'll be like, I don't really know which one is Blister because I don't remember the song titles. I think the song title should have something to do with the song. That's what I'm trying to say.
So it's kind of like, if I got this correctly, like there was a lot of this one comes to mind, and it's totally not either genre that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I believe like on Fall Out Boy's first album, they had songs like Chicago So 2 years Ago.
Yeah.
I don't think that's in the song at all.
Exactly. So it not only makes you have to remember the song if you like it or if it's mediocre, but then you have to remember the unconnected song title in case someone says, oh, what song do you like by Fall Out Boy? You're like, I don't know. It's track three, whatever it's called. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. I think that's annoying. Don't you think that's annoying? It's like I'm going to be over creative instead of just... Black Crowes do that a lot too. Like Black Crowes have song titles that have nothing to do with,
like, some of their songs. Angels.
Well, that obviously.
Oh no, that's directly in the song. Sorry,
but they have like "She Gave Good Sunflower" or "Nonfiction" or like there's a bunch of songs that just have a title, but they aren't really connected to what the lyrics are. And it's hard to remember when someone says, "Oh, what's your favorite song by Black Crowes?" Well, it goes like this. I can sing it for you, but I don't know the title, you know, because it doesn't have anything to do with the actual lyrics.
This sounds like a whole another episode called Songs Where the Title is Not in the Lyrics.
Yeah, it could
be. We'll get 10 downloads.
It could be. But the point is, I think that the country artists, 100%, almost 100%, are directly in the lyrics. I'm curious if all the death metal are, because some of the songs titles so out there that I find it hard to believe that they're actually singing about what the song title says.
Would you like me to go look up the lyrics for Trojan Horror by Pig Destroyer? And we can discuss this.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think you do, really. I really don't think you do. And I'm not going to.
No.
Yeah.
And some of them you probably don't. I don't know if they always needed to know their lyrics, because depending on the way they sing, you probably can't tell what they're saying anyway.
I'm going to bet you there's off nights where a band like Cannibal Corpse hits the stage and he's like, I can just grunt repeatedly.
Yeah.
And I'm out of here.
And the fans love it
today. And the fans love it. But exactly. The real fans, the true fans, are probably like, no, that's not how the lyrics go.
Yes.
It's growl, growl, scream, not scream, growl, scream.
And he grunted twice, and actually in the album version, there was a three grunt progression before the chorus. So
yeah. And like you said earlier, we poke fun at all these things, but they're all 10 times, you know, more talented at their music than we are. So
yes, exactly. Yep.
And the funny thing is, in the metal world too, a lot of these guys are highly trained musicians.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I think that they all have, at least for the most part, they have a decent amount of skill in their respective instrument or whatever it may be. But it's the song titles. They're just odd.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of that, we'll move on to the next set. These are not as funny.
Okay.
As the other ones. But the first band is Carcass, and I actually like Carcass.
Is it spelled weird?
Carcass.
Oh, I thought it would be like Kahrkiz or something.
Kaharzakas?
Yeah. No. You know, to be like edgier.
But yeah, because Carcass isn't edgy enough. We got to spell it weird.
Anyone named after a dead animal.
That's right. So one of the titles of one of their songs is Embryonic Necropsy and Devourment.
I guarantee they don't say that in the song. Come on. Do they say that anywhere in the song?
You're going to make me look.
I can't even say that those words in order without stumbling.
And another song of theirs is called The Granulating Dark Satanic Mills. It sounds like a place where you make ungodly bread. Doesn't it? It sounds like, welcome to Satanic Mills. This is where we are grinding up the dark wheat to make our dark Satanic Mills bread.
It's severely unleavened.
It's severely unleavened. Some would say it's totally leavened.
Perhaps it's de-leavened. I don't know what that means.
But this is also the same band that has a song called Rock the Vote.
Oh, well, that's that's very normal.
It is.
That's 100% anyone like Eddie Vedder could have written that song.
Yeah. Followed up by the top 40 hit Genital Grinder.
Is that at the Satanic Bread Mill too?
I believe that is where it's right next to where they granulate the dark Satanic Mills.
Oh gosh.
Well, Brenda, glad you showed up to work today. Guess what you're doing? Oh, not Genital Grinder again.
Genital Grinder again. My arm gets so sore on that thing. Can we get
it? You drew the short straw.
Can we get some maintenance on it? Maybe some WD-40 on the grinding wheel?
I wouldn't want to have to do the maintenance on the genital grinder. Nobody wants that job.
Not more than once.
And I mean, they also have like some of their other song titles. Tomorrow Belongs to Nobody. That sounds like something that could be a pop group.
It's an Oasis song.
A rock group. Yeah, an Oasis song.
Yeah.
You know, they have another one called Buried Dreams.
Hmm. That was
another one called Heartwork.
Cutting Crew, right? No. Who had Shattered Dreams?
Yeah.
Did they do Shattered Dreams? I thought they did I Just Died in Your Arms.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who did Shattered Dreams. It doesn't
Someone
really
will
matter
tell us. Whoever point. Listens yeah. to this episode, let us know.
But I mean, so that's the band Carcass and some of their top 40 hits right there for you.
Oh, wow. Carcass.
Another band that is super famous in the black metal world.
Okay.
For a time period, arguably the most infamous, we'll go with that. That maybe not famous is the wrong word.
Okay.
It's the band Mayhem.
Don't recall, but that's
Did
my
you ever,
blind
ever
spot.
Recall hearing the story about the band who ate one of their members?
What?
Yes. Now they didn't eat like put the person's body on a buffet and be like thigh, wing, you know, that type of thing. But apparently, I'm probably going to get this story wrong, so I should probably take a moment and look it up.
There's no way to get the story right.
Well, I believe how the story goes is one of the members, like their names were like Euronymous and Death and, you know, things like that.
Okay.
One of them killed themselves and then, or no, one of them shot one of them. And then they like made a stew out of his brain or something along those lines. I'm totally not getting this right.
I hope this is just like a myth that they gave themselves like edgy cred. Like if it's really true, that's disgusting. Ugh.
Hold on. Ugh. No, this is one of them went to prison. It's a real thing.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
For killing his band member and eating the brain.
Yes. Let me get there. Give me one second here. The murder of Euronymous. Here we go.
He was a Transformer, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Euronymous Prime?
Euronymous Prime, yeah.
It sounds like the judge on Cybertron. Euronymous Prime, I present to you our first witness.
Bumblebee appear before Euronymous Prime.
So, okay, one of them died. Jeez, I don't know. I have to look this up.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll look this up later. But let's just put this way. The rumors you heard are true.
Disgusting.
And there's a whole... All right. That says, Dead has done something... Okay, this is a quote, apparently. Euronymous, the guitar player, called up one of the other band members and says, Dead has done something really cool. He killed himself. I thought, have you lost it? What do you mean, cool? He says, relax. I have photos of everything.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, he was just thinking how to exploit it. I guess it's on album cover or something. Yeah. So
this is Mayhem?
Yeah, the band. And one of the guy's names in Mayhem, his name was Necro Butcher. So, you know, he's the one you brought home to mother.
Necro Butcher Smith?
Yeah. No.
Not that Necro Butcher Thompson. No, the one you went to school with.
Yeah, the one you went to school with.
The one that would play the trumpet in the band.
He probably did. I can't find it. But if you want to go out there and look it up, you can find it on the internet. Look up the band Mayhem.
Avoid Mayhem. Do not go to their concerts because you might be killed.
They're actually still a band and kind of touring.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's not the same people.
Okay.
Well, the members, current members are Necro Butcher,
gotcha.
Hellhammer.
Sure.
I don't even know how to say this. Attila Cesar. Talok.
And Starscream.
And Ghoul.
Oh.
And Starscream and
Wheeljack.
Yeah, I couldn't even remember all the Transformers names.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't okay, I
But I didn't even tell you the name of the song.
I think we need to hear it so we can get past this disgustingness.
The name of the song, just to add to the disgustingness, is Chainsaw Guts Fuck.
Of course it is. Oh God.
I mean, what did you think it was gonna be? Happy summer sunshine music?
I'm not sure that anyone who's ever listened to this podcast has finished it feeling as disturbed as I am right now. But I'm having a lot of fun.
It's just, if you're into this style of music and you're into this scene, I know lots of people who are into music like this and they're completely normal people.
Sure.
Completely normal jobs. They have families and kids and they go to soccer matches. But, you know, they just, it's like watching horror movies. They're just this, it's into this. That's like telling those type of stories. It's not for everybody.
Yes. Very true. That's a nice politically correct way to say it. Yes. Yeah,
and I listen to a lot of these bands, maybe not all the ones I'm talking about, but I have listened to plenty of death metal over the years. Ridiculous. And here's the thing is you can play it for a lot of people. They have no idea what they're saying because of the guttural growls and you know, stuff like that. And the music, if you're into that type of music, is really good.
Right. It turns out if you actually slowed it down and cleared the audio, they'd be singing like the lyrics to Flashdance, What a Feeling.
I don't think so, but good try.
I'm betting one of them, maybe one of them. All right. Can you add another one?
This is going to be my last one, and then we'll finish up on yours don't think we want to finish up on.
Yeah, we'll end on a lighter note.
Yeah. The last one I have is a band called Impaled.
Yeah.
And the song is called Rest in Feces.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
What does that even...
It means exactly what it says. The song, like I read the lyrics. I'm not reading the lyrics to you,
sure.
But I did read them. And it's exactly what you think it is.
Wow.
It's, you know, a crypt full of feces and dead people and zombie things. And it's exactly as gross as you think it is.
So is it the zombies that are shitting or is it other things?
I'm not exactly sure where the feces came from. I don't know if it's zombie feces or if it's people feces who got locked in there with the zombies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So would that the worst job ever in hard rock legend to be the cleaner of the shit crypt? Shit crypt cleaner awakens.
Boy, you thought working on the genital grinder was a bad job.
Why did I not go to trade school?
Yeah, why didn't I go to trade school?
All right. So I'm sure he was probably just a shit crypt cleaner until he got through college.
Shit crypt cleaner. Oh, Lord.
It was a work study program. Okay. So.
Do you get that one in high school or is that a college work study?
Well, definitely college. You have to be a certain age to deal with the shit crypt.
Okay.
All right. So on a lighter note, Jerry Lee Lewis had a country album back in 1975 called Boogie Woogie Country Man. And one of the songs on that album is a long title. It's called I can still hear the music in the restroom, but they can't see the hurt that's on my face.
Wow.
I listened to it and I kind of, it's one of those story songs that you kind of have to hear it to make any sense. But if you just hear the song title, you're like, what is happening in this story? Can still hear the music in the restroom, but they can't see the hurt that's on my face. That's a Jerry Lee Lewis. I believe he has won Grammys.
Yeah. Did he write this before or after he married his cousin?
I think it would have been after.
Because all of the things I talked about are, God, I hope, fiction.
Yeah.
I really, really hope they're fiction.
Right, right.
Not from real life things that have they've witnessed. But Jerry Lee Lewis did marry his cousin.
He did, yeah. Again, alcohol,
underage, too, if I might say.
Underage cousins, yes. That all contributes to
alcohol, songs. Heartbreak, and underage cousins.
That's country music.
That's country music.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right. Next one I got is a quick one. I want to see if you think the same thing that I think, because it may not actually be weird at all. The song is by Larry Mercy. It's called She Feels Like a New Man Tonight.
You could take that many different ways.
Exactly. And I mentioned it to Mindy and I was like, hey, here's one of the weird song titles. And she was like, that doesn't. And then she said, oh, wait. So it could mean. And it does mean, if you listen to the song, it means she feels like being with a new man tonight. But the way that the song title is laid out, it's kind of making you think something different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She feels like a new man. It's like, man, I feel like a woman. Bow, bow, na, now. But anyway, she feels like a new man tonight. Next one, Tanya Tucker is back on the list. Greener than the grass we laid on. It's pretty straightforward. I found this next one and I have not been able to find, I don't know for sure that it's an actual country song, but I found it on a list of weird country song titles. So I wasn't able to actually listen to it, but I love this saying and I actually say it frequently. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
That's the name of a song.
Apparently, like I said, I could not find it on Spotify. I found like hints to it on the internet, but I haven't been able to actually listen to it to verify that it exists. So at this point, let's say speculative, that is a country song title, but I just really like that phrasing. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Do you think that is actually sung out in the song?
I think it is. I think it's probably the chorus.
I'm trying to think how that would go to actually be able to.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Wow,
that's just off the top of my
head. You did that fast. You got there quick. I'm impressed.
Keep in mind, I have not heard the actual song if it exists. All right. So David Frizzell has a song called I'm Gonna Hire a Wino to Decorate Our Home.
There's got to be a story behind that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody just writes that one. There's something there.
There's so many other choices. You could hire a lion tamer to decorate your home. Why a wino?
You could just hire a straight up hobo.
You could hire a legit, well-respected, licensed home decorator.
Yeah.
You could go that route either way, you know.
But you went wino. There's a story there somewhere.
Yeah. There is a story. Most of them are stories. That reminds me. Don't let me forget to tell you about my new obsession, but we'll get to that when we're done with this. So Rusty Ford, which I feel is a made up name, had one of my favorites of the song titles. I can't get over you until you get out from under him.
I've heard that one. I've heard that song.
You've
title
heard
before.
The song? That's good.
Not the song, but I've heard that song title before.
It's good. I like it. I can't get over you until you get out from under him.
That sounds like a country song, right?
It does. It really does. And it's a pretty good song. I mean, he does say that in the song, and that's like the end of the chorus. I think, you know, all those country songs that have like a pretty standard progression of verse, verse, chorus, and then the end of the chorus is like the title of the song. It's like kind of, I don't know. It's pretty standard. But anyway, so that's my next last one, my very last one is an actual song that I like and I listen to a lot. It's a Roger Miller song, and he has a number of weird, goofy songs. But the one that I wanted to put on the list is You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd. And if you want, I can sing the entire song because I love it.
If you really want to sing it, have at it.
I don't. But it's good. I mean, it's a great song. It has a bunch of weird, non sequitur, random things. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch.
And you don't mess around with Jim.
You can't go you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. But all of those things you can't do, it ends up, he says, but you can be happy if you have a mind to. So it's got a positive ending, right? I mean, he's telling you all the things you can't do. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car is a really good tip, I think, for all new drivers as well as people who have driven for a long time. It's not recommended. So
I think you have to be highly trained to do
that. He's doing a good service, I think, to the community. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Technically, you can, but it's not a good idea. Not a good idea.
It sounds like something that would happen on Jackass.
It does. Yes. They could recreate most of that song on Jackass and it would be good stunts. Yeah, they would be good stunts for sure. So that was my list of country songs. I have to say, if you want to go with like the most crazy, I think you definitely win this contest for sure.
Yeah. And I went light.
You were editing.
I could have went worse or funnier. That's incredible. Depending how you look at it. Yeah.
That is incredible. So to all of you death metal devotees, you know, feel free to tweet us the songs that we left off because we're not going to say them out loud.
Yeah. Hit us up on Twitter and tell us all the terrible or fine, however you look at it, death metal songs.
Can they get kicked off Twitter for saying stuff? I don't know how Twitter works. Is that we don't say anything that would get you kicked off Twitter.
I've seen your Twitter feed. It is clear you do not know how Twitter works.
No, I don't. I really don't.
I don't really know that well either. I don't know.
All right. If you can give us song titles without getting in trouble, then please, we'd love to hear them. That'll be fun.
So I was telling you, while looking up a lot of these songs and going over, I actually found some good ones that are covers.
Oh, and I would like this. Let me get my pencil.
Yep. And I picked out three. And when I thought of these, I thought of course, you. And then I thought of Brian.
I guarantee he's going to know every single one of them. I guarantee he'll be like, got it, heard it, didn't like it.
I'm wondering. I don't know. There's one that I would be surprised if he had. The other two, I would not be surprised if he knew them.
Okay. What do you
got? The first one, and these aren't, the first group is not totally metal. They're more hardcore, I guess. Maybe with a metal edge. I'm not sure. But they're a band called The Cancer Bats.
Nice.
And they do a cover of the Beastie Boys' Sabotage.
Oh.
And it's really good. It definitely sounds like the song, but it sounds like a different band doing it. They definitely put that different spin on it.
Nice.
It's good. The second one of the three might be my favorite just because it's super true to the original, but yet it's totally a metalcore, genty, screamy type song.
Okay.
And it's a band called Make Way for Man doing the song Fireflies by Owl City.
Really?
Yeah. It's good. It's really good. And then the third one is, this is for the metalheads out there.
Okay.
Because I guarantee you're not going to know this one. I knew it and I liked it. There's a band from Brazil called Sepultura.
Oh, I know them.
You know them?
Yeah.
They had a song called Arise, which is a good song.
Yeah.
But the band Aborted did a cover of it. It's really good. That's the one I would be surprised if Brian had.
Okay.
So the other two, I wouldn't be totally surprised, but that third one, the Aborted doing the cover of Arise from Sepultura, that one I'd be a little surprised if he had.
Okay. So we've got to listen to Aborted's version of Arise. We've got to listen to Firefly. I'm very curious about that one because that's like a super mellow.
It is. Like my kids sang that song at a grade school musical.
They did the Make Way for Man version, right?
Yeah, of course. There was a guy doing the yelling and then another kid doing the screaming. And
There's blood all over the stage. All right. And then the cancer bats doing sabotage. Okay. I'm going to have to check.
It would have actually been funnier watching a bunch of grade school kids recreate the video from Sabotage as sung by the cancer bats.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I think, you know how hilarious that would be, a viral hit.
It's a great video. Yeah.
You're seeing kids do that would be hilarious. You put it together.
Yeah. That would be hilarious. So I have to, since we're talking about podcast friends, I have to tell you about my current obsession. And I think I've mentioned them maybe once or twice on the podcast before, but my new, I don't want to say they're my very favorite, but my new super close to my favorite podcast is the Story Song podcast.
I've ever listened to them.
I've been binging them because they are as obsessed, at least one of them for sure is, but there's three hosts, but they are as obsessed with the lyrical content of a song as I am, to even maybe even more. Like, basically what they do is each episode is one song, and they'll pick a song, like they did Love Potion number 9 I just recently listened to, and they did Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder. So they, I don't know what makes them decide which songs, but they pick it apart, like line by line, in a hilarious way. And they just talk about every word and every nuance and every way that the artist is delivering this message of whatever the song happens to be about. And then they do it in a really funny way. And then they talk about like behind the story behind the song. And then they talk about like how it charted and, you know, how the artist came up with it. And it's so fun. It's like Song Exploder, on Laughing Gas, because it's hilarious and informative. And I like love this podcast. So if you haven't listened to it, you have to, and the nice thing is you can start really anywhere because they're all
independent episodes.
Yeah. Independent episodes about each song. And so find a song you like. And I think the first one I tried was, they did, Your Love by The Outfield. That was the first one I tried. And since then I've just been picking more or less at random episodes of songs that I know and just like having a blast. So Story Song podcast, you definitely should check out. I mowed the lawn today and I think I listened to like three episodes.
Yeah, that's, and I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately too. And of course, you know, we brought up Brian and the cover songs, and of course listened to quite a bit of the Playlist Wars, but the one that, and we've made so many podcast friends since we started this.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up on all of them because songs are easy. You know, 2 to 5 minutes and you're out the door.
Yes.
A podcast is 20 minutes to an hour and a half, if not longer.
It's a much bigger commitment for sure. And I like to listen start to finish. I don't like to get bits at a time.
And there's so many of them that have interesting content. Like, I'll just go from one to the next. Like, I have a hard time doing like a whole series.
Mm-hmm.
But the fun thing has been like, listening to some of them from when they started to now or close to when they started, and listening to their progress and how they've gotten better and better. And then the juxtaposition to us where we just keep getting worse every time.
But I mean, we see that as a badge of honor. Like, we can measurably see how much worse we're getting episode to episode. And
we are the college radio of podcasts. You never know what you're going to get. Some days it's fried gold. The other days we're talking about Infant Annihilator. So what do we get? Who knows?
Infant Annihilator needs to get on that Rockabye Baby thing. They could make a boatload of money. I'm telling you. Oh,
they could make something. But one of the latest ones I listened to and actually gave a review of was, I was listening to Drunk Theories episode of the one where they had All I Saw Was Mayonnaise Shoes. And I was like, all right, I don't even need to listen, five stars just for the title, but I'm going to listen anyways. And it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a blast. I love listening to them. That's one of my definite normal Playlist Wars and Drunk Theory are probably my regular listens. I don't think since I started listening to podcasts, indie podcasts especially, I think I've gone through almost all their episodes pretty much.
Yeah, and I've listened to it, and it all hinges on when I have time at work. I still listen to not every episode, but I hit episodes when the title interests me is Next on Stage 1.
Yep.
And Space Castle. That's one I've started to get into.
Yes, I listened to them as well. Yep. Neat Cast is another hilarious one.
Chat Smash. Yeah. SP Tat. Like all kinds of, and it's like I'll listen to an episode here and then an episode here and then an episode here, and it's then I'll see something on Twitter is like, ah, damn it, and I have to go back and listen to this episode.
I know. It's a good time.
That's pretty much what I've been, that and looking up death metal songs, which, yeah, time to move on to another subject here.
It's the most country music I've listened to in a long time. I know that for sure. The only new music I've been listening to lately is My Morning Jacket had a new album come out called My Morning Jacket, and it's really good. They're a different band, and I think they have a unique style. And so if you didn't like any of their previous ones, you probably are not going to like this one. But if you have heard, you know, like Wordless Chorus, Evil Urges, those are a couple of their bigger songs. But if you have heard those and like them, then you should try their new self-titled album, My Morning Jacket. A good one.
I haven't listened to much My Morning Jacket as of late.
It's good. So, it's good. Give it a try. Give it a spin, as they say. As we used to say, give it a spin.
Give it a spin.
You can't say that anymore because now it's all ones and zeros. Give it a.
No, I just have to take my cell phone or cell phone. Gosh, I even sound like a papaw saying that.
Give it a bleep bloop.
My hand computer here and hit play, and then I spin it around the desk.
There you go. Perfect. That sounds good.
That was a long way to get to that. but other than that, that's pretty much what's been going on. We finished watching Midnight Mass. I don't know if you watched that. That was good.
Nope.
Enjoyed it a lot.
Okay.
And I started out at the beginning, and so this is how I'll wrap up.
Yeah.
I have reached a new level of old for me.
Yes, you have.
And I now have reading glasses. And they're messing with my head. Like, because they're just for reading, and like they make when I work on my computer, it's like a whole different thing. I can see it perfectly. I didn't realize how blurry it had gotten for me.
Yeah.
Over time. And now I can see it so good. But if I try to look at anything else.
Yeah.
Nope. Everything else is a blur because they're specifically just for doing this. So if I get up and try to walk around with them on, I look like a drunken sailor. I can't do it.
Oh, that's weird.
And they mess with my equilibrium. It's not fun.
Yeah.
But the reading is so good. I can actually see the words now.
Wait, why don't you get bifocals?
Did you just say that to me, really? I just told you I reached a new level of old. And then you go right for the throat and say, why don't you get bifocals?
Why don't you get a top hat and a monocle?
Yeah, get a top hat, a monocle. We'll call you Mr. Peanut.
For real.
One step at
don't
a time.
Don't bifocals help you
at a time?
Don't they help you with that? The whole looking up and then looking down? I feel
that
like
that is what's on the agenda.
You already got the glasses. There's no shame in your game now.
Yeah.
Just get
the bifocals. Actually, I mean, this is theater of the mind, so I have to paint the picture for everybody else. And I'm going to have to try to do it with headphones on. So I was at an in-person meeting with me and some of my coworkers, and we're going over new scheduling software because we're exciting people.
Sure.
And, so I'm in a room having to look at computers, but yet having to talk to people. So I had to wear my glasses like I'm a librarian at the end of my nose so I could look over the top of my glasses to talk to people, but down through my glasses to see my computer screen. So I'm constantly – I look like I'm a pissed off teacher.
They're almost off your face, and nobody recognized you were Superman?
Yes. Yeah, this is why I put the glasses on. They can't tell who I really am.
I know.
And just to wrap this up with how old I am.
Yeah.
When I was at the glasses place, they were like, "Well, what kind of frames are you looking for?" And I said, "Do you know who Milo from The Descendants is?" And they looked at me like,
"No."
And I was like, "Never mind. Just show me all the black ones you have."
Fantastic.
Yeah. So. That's my story.
So we have upcoming in a couple weeks, if all goes according to plan, we are going to be talking to Empire.
We are. Yep. That's if everything goes to plan, that will be our next episode. We're going to get Empire on. He goes by one name. He's like Cher.
Yeah.
Or The Edge or Bono.
Right. Exactly. Right.
but he's Empire to us.
So he'll be on next episode. Hopefully he's got some music that we're going to listen to, which is exciting. We always like when we get to play music.
Oh, yeah. Without... He's got like an album or two out that he's done. Yeah. He's got some new stuff that he's put out.
He's got several albums, Sample the Martian. So if you want to look that up and get a taste, then you can check that out. I'm sure he would love it. Where do you have to listen to it to get SoundCloud? Where they get like
SoundCloud, Bandcamp.
Yeah. To go
SoundCloud or Bandcamp. I think I listened to his latest stuff on Bandcamp. I think. It was a couple weeks ago.
So that's coming up. If you want to listen to our back catalog, I recommend you start with episode 2.
Yeah, not 1. Don't listen to 1. It's our most downloaded episode. And I'm like, why? Don't do that. I feel like I should just remove it.
We'll just take it down and everything will be changed till the new episode 2 will be the new episode 1. Feel free to follow us on the old Twitter and find us and like us give us your comments about the show. If you want to leave a review, you can do so on the old Apple
Good Pods,
which is a great way to do it. Also, Podchaser is another good way to do it. So if you like what you hear and you want to leave a review, we certainly appreciate all the reviews and all the people who have been listening from all over the place. It's really fun to check out where people are coming from who have downloaded the podcast. So we're very happy that you guys are enjoying it.
You can even just, leave us a review. It's not really a review, but you could just tell the people you work with about us.
Yeah. You tell 2 friends and they'll tell 2 friends.
Two friends and so on.
And so on.
And actually, I'm going to give a call to action here and then we'll wrap this up. Mm-hmm. Because I would like to get some of the current people who work there on with us.
Okay.
So if you can, folks out there in the listening world, out there, wherever you're listening, other countries, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas, California, wherever, if you could go to WUPX's website and ask them if they've heard about X Radio X, the podcast.
Yes.
They should really go check it out.
Yes. And
let's low key start that. Let's get people just to start sending emails to the people who work there.
Yes. We would love to have them on.
Cause I'd love to talk to some of them.
And I feel like I've already apologized for all the mean things I've said about the radio station.
I have so many good things to say, but so many critiques of what they're doing because I'm old and that's what we get to do.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for another episode. I'd like to thank David Bryan for being curly haired and lovely. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and we need to do a song lyric.
Well, let me go.
What do you got from See You Next Tuesday?
I got nothing for you. Wait. I'm not doing any of those song lyrics. It's not happening. Nope.
You want to do You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd?
So would that be I'm Jace and you can't and you're Matt roller skating a buffalo herd and X Radio X?
You would say I'm Jace, you can't roller skate in a buffalo herd, and I would say and I'm Matt, but you can be happy if you've a mind to. Boom.
I think you just did it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We're X Radio X. See you next time.
I'm fine with that. Song titles.
And I can't censored some because there was some Cannibal Corpse ones that were just like, I'm not saying that. Yes. I mean, I have no problem saying it, but
yeah,
I can't. I there's just the parent in me now. I just can't do it.
One day your kids will hear the things.
Like they can hear me in the yard telling somebody to fucking slow down. You know what I mean? They can hear, like, I'm okay with that. But saying so. Those names of those songs, I'm like, I'm blushing.